This is the Passionpreneur Podcast, and you are listening to Dave Godby.
Hello there. Welcome to Passionpreneur Podcast. I'm Dave Godby, your mentor and guide. Every week, we talk about things you care about, like finding your passion, starting your dream business, enriching your spirit, and shaping your future. This isn't just about making money. It's about creating a life you really want. So, are you ready to change your world? Let's jump right in.
Who found his passion very early on in life, and I'm still not bored with it, fortunately.
You're being very generous. I think your hard work creates luck. Like, luck does not create hard work. I think that is the bottom line.
Seriously, to begin with. So, and just enjoy yourself out there. Take some risks. Of course, it's important. Yeah. Just enjoy yourself and live life. And it's every moment like it's probably going to be your...
What question do you want to be asked, but no one ever asked you?
Actually, if you would ask me, I wouldn't want anyone to ask me any question. Not, I'm just kidding. Right now you can, of course.
He's gone from doing the theaters to working really hard for more than a decade plus. And from there to where he has reached today, we're doing theaters, movies, and now he's very, very popularly known as do you know who I'm talking about? Raju Rastogi. He's done the movies like Three Idiots, Golmaal, and so many other blockbuster movies that he's done. Please give a big round of applause and welcome the one and only Sharman Joshi. Sharman ji,
hi everyone.
Namaskar, how are you feeling?
Very good. Thank you very much for the flattering introduction. Like you rightly said, I was very fortunate, one of those fortunate few who found his passion very early on in life. And I'm still not bored with it, fortunately.
That is very important.
Still challenges me, still excites me. And I hope and pray for all of you out there, and especially, of course, for my children, that they find their passion as and when they can. I mentioned earlier fortunate because it takes some doing sometimes to find something that you really love to do. It's not always, I was aware of that. And I've always wanted to be an actor, but I didn't really share that with many people because I was a very shy kind of a personality. Eventually, in my third year of college, so I would be all of 18 years old. And I then eventually decided to step out and check out my acting instinct, which I felt I had, and check them actually out there in front of the people. Started off with a very small endeavor of an inter-class competition, if you please. My father has a theater background. He's done some wonderful work in the Gujarati theater as well as films. Went up to him, asked him for Arvind Joshi is his name, for all of those you might want to know. And asked him for a play which I could put up, a one-act play. And this story is important because that's how I discovered that, yeah, what I was thinking is possibly was possibly on the right track. Asked him for a one-act play written by Prabodh Joshi, performed that, directed it. And in a class full of 100, 200 people, we got a roaring response. Everything we said and did, it was just, people just laughed their hearts out, fell off their seats, so to say, and without exaggeration. And me and my co-actors on stage were really surprised, as in we were wondering whether they are laughing at us in the first few minutes. And then we knew that, of course, it was us and the script working. And it was just such a wonderful feeling. And I felt so confident after that performance. We won all the possible awards and all that happened. And I was more than anything, I was so glad that what I wanted to always do, I kind of found it with my first outing. And just to let you all know, I had a backup plan too. Two backup plans, in fact. I said, when and if I do try to act and it doesn't work out, then I'll pursue further studies, and I wanted to become a lawyer and a criminal one at that. So I was going to continue with my studies was number one option, and number two option was be a businessman. I just had an instinct that I could make a good businessman. There was again no particular reason why I felt like that. Fortunately, I didn't have to go down those two paths because they were my second and third choices in that sense. But now as an actor, I'm kind of a businessman also somewhere. And lawyer, not really. Those skills have not come to use if they lie within me. Yeah. So that's my story in brief and how I found my passion. Yeah. And I wish you all find your passion. And if you don't, keep working at it. And sometimes you might find your passion, something that you really love to do, and you might get bored of it. So it's okay to let that go and try and find, start afresh and look for something that now excites you. And it's really okay to do that. Don't question the first love that you had. It was in the right place, but it's okay if you got bored with it. You can now pursue your other interests and find possibly another passion that lies within you. So yeah.
First of all, thank you so much. And do you also speak Gujarati or?
Yeah, Gujarati I am. Matlab full from
Darwad. You want to say a quick word to all Gujaratis? Anything they want to say to Gujarati?
Nana, Gujarati community, I am so. એટલે મને એટલો ગર્વ છે ગુજરાતી કમ્યુનિટી માટે કે આપણે બધા કલ્ચરલી આપણા બધા દાદા દાદીઓથી ને એમની પહેલા પણ કલ્ચરલી વી અમે બધાને અવેર કરવામાં આવે છે એન્ડ વી આર પુશ ટુવર્ડ્સ ધ આર્ટ ફોર્મ એન્ડ અપાર્ટ ફ્રોમ ધ સ્ટડીઝ લોટ ઓફ સ્ટ્રેસ ઇઝ લેડ ઓન ધ ફેક્ટ દેટ યુ નીડ ટુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ ઓર એટલીસ્ટ ટચ અપોન these various art forms just for an holistic kind of a personality that you will eventually develop once you become an adult. And because of that, theater is so alive in Mumbai especially, and in Gujarat also. There are people who will not watch movies, but they'll definitely go and watch theater. The standards of it varies, of course, time to time. Sometimes we have a good set of writers, directors, actors, and some great plays are being made and some good work is happening. And sometimes there's a lull, but there is no explanation to that. Especially with the onset of television, it was very difficult initially. But now we are, I think, again, finding a balance there. Thanks to the Gujaratis, I talent search karvano theater through Mokko Malyo. અને મેં એટલા શોઝ કર્યા અને મારી પર્સનાલિટી જે મેં શરૂઆતમાં કીધી આઈ વોઝ અ વેરી શાય પર્સનાલિટી આઈ થિંક હેડ આઈ બીન સ્ટ્રેટ પુટ ઇન ફ્રન્ટ ઓફ ધ કેમેરા આઈ વુડન્ટ હેવ બીન એબલ ટુ ફ્લરિશ એઝ મચ એઝ આઈ થિંક આઈ હેવ એઝ ઓફ નાઉ એઝ એન એક્ટર એન્ડ થેન્ક્સ ટુ માય થિયેટર એક્સપિરિયન્સ એન્ડ થેન્ક્સ ટુ ધ ગુજરાતીઝ ઓલ ઓફ યુ થેન્ક યુ સો મચ ફોર મેકિંગ દેટ હેપન એન્ડ ગિવિંગ મી દેટ કાઇન્ડ ઓફ કોન્ફિડન્સ.
Yeah. That's interesting. And how long this period of going from theater, first of all, I can see so many beautiful smiles. I know when you're talking, I just see the audience, Suchita, she's just continuous. She cannot stop smiling, looking at you, because the words are actually, like a music to all the people. And they've always looked at you as somebody who's, one of those successful person who has built, entire life, not just the business, but entire life, you lived your passion. So how long this period of finding your passion that you found it very early on, you're very lucky. I found at age of 33, by the way, hu pad Gujarati chu, born and brought up in Adipur Kutch, Gujarat. And
nice.
Yeah. So for me, it took 33 years to find who I was. I'm passionate about coaching. I'm passionate about mentoring. but a lot of people actually are not so fortunate. How long did your period from theater, finding your passion, to getting a big break happen? Can you just throw some light on that?
Sure. So, couple of things to that. I was very glad to have the kind of background I had from dad and uncle and aunt, and they've done some path-breaking work. They they actually heralded the modern Gujarati theater, so to say. And my uncle, my dad, and my aunt made a lethal team, because uncle was a fine actor, writer, director, actor also. And he mostly directed, with my aunt and dad playing the lead roles, and they formed a very good team. So I got that base of theater, and I always had an eye towards cinema for no other reason, but the reach is much larger and wider. Today, if you ask me what excites me more in terms of which platform for me as an actor, it would obviously be theater, because theater is a live art form. The adrenaline rush is something else. As you perform, get the reactions from the audience, and if it's good, it's wonderful. If it's bad, you know that it can be very disappointing. You go back home, figure out things, and come back again at it. But how long it took me? Well, I treated theater as my learning ground. I played cricket quite well, and I represented my school and college and all of that. So I thought that I'm going to treat my outings here on stage, when professional theater I was doing, that every evening that I perform, I should give it my 100% and more, so that it becomes my Ranji Trophy, and where I constantly score a century again and again. And finally, some of the selectors, in my case, some of the producers in Hindi films, will hear of me and my name, and consider me for their film. And that's how it happened. I just kept working hard on what I had in hand, made the most of it, and it was just instinctively I was like that, where I did not really crib or cry about things that were not in my control, and I just kept working on what I could do. And I got a call. Satyadev Dubey saab, a stalwart from Hindi theater, knew a friend was looking for, it was a cameo role, a film called Godmother. Vinay Shukla saab was the director of it, and Shabana ji was playing the Godmother's part. And they called me for it, and I refused the role. I didn't want to do it, because I had high standards set for myself in my head. And it was a cameo which I was not very excited about. And eventually, elders and many others advised me to go ahead with it, and I did. And I thanked them for their advice, because that film went on to win 5 national awards. And from there, I got my first commercial film called Style. And then one thing led to another. Basically, work has gotten me work. So I believe in putting 100% at whatever you have in hand. And I've been lucky also, of course, but I would like a little more luck on my side, and that would be great.
I think you're being very generous. I think your hard work creates luck. Like, luck does not create hard work. I think that is the bottom line. And more
I would just like to, this is where I would come from. Well, that is politically a right thing to say. But also, everyone in the audience, I want them to know there is a lot of luck factor, which, whether you work hard or not, may work in your favor or not. So you have to keep that in mind. So please don't be too hard on yourself, is where I'm coming to. Sometimes you work hard, and you work really hard, and just there's a factor called the energies, the God, the whoever, whatever name you want to give it, or the luck. Doesn't fall in your favor, and that's fine. You keep at it, but
beautiful. So what kind of person are you? Are you like more spiritual, or are you somebody who believes in karma, or what is your philosophy? If somebody has to know you as a person, right? So you have we have a big, you know, big personality, television personality here. But if you had to move away and know you, Sharman Joshi, as a person, can you tell, like, what kind of personality are you and how do you actually navigate through? Because I'm sure everybody goes through ups and downs. As a person, what is your philosophy when the things are tough? Are you more spiritual or where do you derive the power and then you keep continuing to go on?
So I think about 10 years back, I don't analyze too much about myself or my work. I just go with the flow. I like to do that. Maybe I was still not confident enough to analyze it and then get things complicated. And then, you know, I thought maybe I wouldn't be capable to bring it all back together because I'll have already complicated it. So I had not gone down that path at all. About 10 years or so back, someone told me that you're a very spiritual person. I said, am I? Okay, I must be.
If you say so.
Yeah. But I went on to then read a few things, Bhagavad Gita especially, and I feel that that should be introduced as a course in school. Not because it belongs to the Hindu religion or all of that, just treat it as a philosophy and maybe treat all the philosophies which are given a name of a religion to the kids in a even a short format. It has such valuable lessons lying there, and you know, it'll put possibly put all the shrinks out of work really, because all that is there to know about life and how to take it forward lies in those scriptures, and they are absolutely fascinating. So yes, I think that's what, even like you said, with the ups and downs, how do I deal now? Earlier it was an instinct. I used to just get up and get moving. Then I heard that these are the things one is supposed to do when you hear it from life gurus and other such books, and I felt, oh, but that's what I've been doing always, and I've been doing that with my instinct, and there was no real learning and teaching. And of course my mom and dad must have definitely influenced me. Again, I've not analyzed that, but I'm very happy with the way I was raised. And I always tell everyone that I hope to be like my father was to me. I want to be like that to my children, because I think he brought me up wonderfully well. I was always asked to, you know, give out my opinion, and I was always treated. I was the youngest in the family, but I was given equal rights to speak my mind, and that's how I want it for all my kids also. So yeah, coming back to, they were a definite influence about how I treated things. And thereafter, when I went on to, I wanted to know more, I started with the Vedanta, I read the Bhagavad Gita, and there's so much there, and you need to read it many more times to kind of get a sense of it. Yeah, that can be your guiding force. I think all of us, and especially the kids, should get a chance to even read a short form of all the philosophies. May it be, you know, whatever, Hindu philosophy or the Muslim philosophy or the Christianity or whatever, Buddhism, whatever it works. But everyone should be able to, you know, have at least a little sneak peek into it.
Yeah. You know, it was funny when you said that, you know, your friend said that you begin to go spiritual. You know, if you say so, I also never thought that I'm kind of a spiritual person, because I usually don't go to temples, mosques and gurdwaras much. But I realized that spirituality has nothing to do with the religion, as you rightly mentioned. The Bhagavad Gita, Quran or Bible, whatever you read, it is not just because of religion. Because there are some philosophies which, you know, our ancestors have written, which is like a light and guiding force for all of us. So as of now, I believe that, okay, I think I'm more spiritual than a lot of even religious people. Like a lot of people go pray, God, Bhagwan, Allah, ye de do, wo de do. You know, that is not spirituality. Spirituality is someone that, what can I do and how can I be a good human being? And how can I, you know, spread more joy and love? And that you already been doing for so many years. And I'm a big fan of yours. I love all your characters. Rang De Basanti is my the favorite movie. And then Three Idiots. Is one of those, you know, Rancho, you know, character of Raju Rastogi. Beautiful. So help us understand from the actor to, now we know you as a person and your philosophy, how you are. Let's have Sharman Joshi and a different hat as a businessman. How do you make your business decision and how do you actually see the future as a businessman?
So when I say business, now I'm diversifying into other things apart from media, basically. I'm looking at other possibilities that I can. I think I'm mature enough, and I think I have I can manage my work at the cinemas or the theater or the place that I do, and at the same time give some attention to other businesses that I might want to work on. So this is at this stage. Earlier I was completely what do you say, sunk into my art, which is that of an actor, learning the finer aspects of it. I think I have a reasonable hold over it now, and I feel comfortable now. And with the right guidance, right script, I think I can get that part taken care of. So yeah, at this stage, after very many years, the point I'm trying to make is now I'm thinking of diversifying. So as a businessman, again, it's all passion driven. Whatever really excites me, really makes me happy to do, apart from acting, let's say, whatever kind of excites me. If I have to be happy, I can. There's one interesting thing actually I left out. When I had the option of being an actor, a lawyer, or a businessman, I knew my third option was the option which would make me a lot of money, and I had a good instinct that I will be able to do that. And I was as sure of it as I was about my acting. But when I came down to the crux after my stepping out in the public eye, so to say, and getting a lot of good response as far as my acting was concerned, now I had to take the final plunge whether to continue studying for my law and then eventually be a businessman, or do I take the plunge to be an actor? At that point of time, I don't know. Again, this came to me as a gift from up above. My instinct told me that whatever call I take right now, sorry, is going to be purely my responsibility, and I'm not going to blame anyone for it. And then it'll be easier to forgive myself, because it's normally is easier to forgive yourself than others. So I'm going to take this call, knowing, being fully aware whether if I chose to be an actor, there is that much you can in terms of finances. This is purely financial decision making. I knew the passion was there, and I knew over there also I could find my passion. Now finances, I said this can take care of my finances to an extent, and a good extent if I'm in a good position. But if I'm at the same position as a businessman where I am as an actor today, my finances would be possibly 10 times, 20 times more than where I stand to be at this point of time. But having said that, there are no regrets. I enjoyed my time out in acting, and now I'm going towards my other passion, which is law aspect of it. I'm leaving aside that will be taken care of by the professionals, and the businessman instinct will be taken care of by me. So yeah, that's where I'm heading.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And coming back to business, right? Dhando to, Gujarati na nas nas ma hoy, khun ma hoy.
बराबर,
तो
दादा मारा स्टॉक मार्केट में ब्रोकर हता, ने पछी छोकराओ थिएटर करवा लाग्या, એટલે યુ કેન ઇમેજિન હાઉ ઇટ મસ્ટ બી એટ હોમ.
yeah.
देयर वाज મેહમ. He absolutely didn't want his sons to go in there. He had three sons. None of them took after him. So yeah, but I
yeah.
guess eventually I'm going to at this age. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, people used to call me, "You're a Gujarati. You should be doing like this." Was your third? I was in 32 and 33. You are a Guju. You should be doing business. I said, "Maybe I'm a
Correct.
duplicate Gujarati. I'm not meant. I'm a fake Gujarati." But now I realize that it doesn't matter. Gujarati, Punjabi, Telugu,
Yeah, it does.
we all have our unique element. So,
The
yeah.
advantages, sorry,
No, go ahead. Please
the
go ahead.
advantages in the family, whatever business or work that your family is connected to, generally that's the exposure you get at home, and plenty of it, and the intricate aspects of that profession business. So effectively, it becomes easier when you grow up to look take into that profession. But that that doesn't mean that we can generalize that. Like if you're a Gujarati, you're supposed to be a businessman. But yeah, sorry, you were saying something.
No, that's all right. So, we are going to open the questions as well. So if you have any questions, you can share as well. So I want to understand, do you actually think in terms of legacy, or do you you take one step at a time? But if I have to ask you, what would be Sherman Joshi's legacy, decades from now, or when, let's say, you're long gone, or when we're long gone, what do you think about legacy? Do you think about impact, or what is your perspective on that?
Long time back, as a youngster, actually, I read an interview of Mr. Mahesh Bhatt. And he said in one of the questions asked to him, that he said that what name do I want to leave behind? Ke Mahesh Bhatt ne ye 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 kamal ka kaam kiya tha. Who's going to care 20 years later? And that hit me and hit me hard. And from there on, many years on, of course, I've given it a thought. And at this point of time, I can safely say that this is how I feel too. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do the work that I've been assigned to do. And I don't really... my contribution ends with me. If my children want to take after the same profession and they have a little advantage because of me being there, God bless, so be it. But I have no such, love for legacy, so to say. This is lovely, the co-actor I'd worked with. Because we give too much importance to legacy. Effectively, what happens is that real talent is lost many a times. So what if my children will have my legacy? It doesn't mean anything. They have to prove themselves, especially in the performing arts. But coming back to this co-actor incident, we shot with her for 6 months and then later realized that she is the daughter of the opposition leader of England. And for us Indians, that's a big deal, right? We get all excited because kisi ka taya ka tata ka chacha ka mama bhi koi politician hai, so he flexes his muscles. So, and this girl was like, we didn't know of it. And then we told her and we said, you didn't even tell us that, you know, this is where you come from and blah, blah, blah. We were all very friendly by then. And she said, no, but so what? Very plainly, she put it, and we knew her very well, and she put it as plainly as, but that's my dad, that's on me, I've got nothing to do with it. So I think certain aspects that the Westerners have towards life is something we need to imbibe or learn from, at least, or get inspired by and bring that into our being also, and so that everyone gets a fair chance. And I don't want to leave a legacy and the weightage of it, and then eventually get advantage out of it. I have done my work and I leave it at that. And then everyone will go ahead and do their work. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love the humility that you have down to earth. I think it's a very profound lesson that you're sharing in a subtle way that I think very, very few people understand. Guys, what do you guys think? What do you guys think? Who is enjoying? Like, can we flash the heart on our cameras, on our Zoom? There is an icon, heart icon, to share more love and passion
thank
for
you,
Sherman.
Thank you, guys.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, guys, put on the questions that you have, and we're going to pick some interesting question. Where do you see yourself? I think, I believe acting, business, I think combination of that, that I can answer directly.
Yes.
How do you measure success? That's interesting.
Very relative, I guess, no?
Yes.
What is successful in one person's eye is just the beginning for the other. So the core is, and the pandemic, I think, I mean, with all its negatives and the challenges that we face and are still facing, and especially my film industry, What we have learned is that happiness, true happiness, lies in the little moments of life. And we all know that you have to live in the present and, you know, don't think about the past. Just possibly keep a little eye towards the future, but mainly live in the present. We all know that, right? But I think the pandemic, we truly did that, all of us, out of no choice first. And then we kind of realized that, wow, this is great what we are doing. We are really enjoying it. Well, many people had other challenges to take care of. But I'm saying many of us have felt that way. And so, yeah, I think if we can keep that attitude throughout in our life, it's easier said than done, I know, but it's a practice that we'll have to follow every day when we wake up and say that this is how I'm going to deal with it. And that is the, I think, the best way to live life. I think we all feel, well, there is no definite way. And what inspires you at that moment and what keeps you going is what you should do. But success, true success, apart professional is one aspect of it, but true success of living life, I think, would be to enjoy it to the fullest and with your near dear ones and by yourself, if you like. But yeah.
That's a very good question, a very good answer. Ajay Singh's question is it necessary to take risk?
Absolutely. I believe in taking calculated risk all the time, all the time. There is some math into it before I jump into it, of course, most of the times. And sometimes, I very, very rarely, I just take a plunge without thinking of anything. But mostly, it is a calculated risk I take. I weigh all the pros and cons, and then still there is a risk factor attached. Naturally, there will be in anything that we do. But then, you know, you win some, you lose some is the kind of attitude you take forward. And one thing is that when things are working in your favor, you know, everyone comes up to you for advice, thinking that, you know what you're doing. But honestly, your instincts kind of worked and you were blessed and there was luck on your side, apart from the hard work you put in, of course, and it fell into place. And you are still doing the same and things are not going right. Well, so... and then the people stop asking for your advice, which is fine. So don't take yourself too seriously to begin with. So, and just enjoy yourself out there. Take some risks. Of course, it's important. Yeah.
That's very interesting. So Sukhdev's question is, what question do you want to be asked, but no one ever asked you?
Told you I'm myself as a personality, you know, I don't analyze too much about myself.
Happy go lucky, go with the flow.
Yeah, just go with the flow and whatever makes you happy. There's no real question. Actually, if you would ask me, I won't want anyone to ask me any question. Not, I'm just kidding. Right now you can, of course. But yeah, just enjoy yourself and live life and it's every moment like it's probably going to be your last. It sounds dark, but you'll get used to the darkness aspect of it. But live it like it's your last and it'll be fantastical. It'll be something else. Yeah, try it. Even I keep trying it, I'm saying it, but of course many a times I don't, and then I get back to my thoughts and I try to bring back what I'm saying to you right now. And yeah.
Interesting.
Keep that's the fight with yourself, basically. Yeah.
I've actually noticed this pattern in all the people who have, you know, made something really good out of their life is I see that the spirit in them is very positive. They're driven. They're very passionate. And they're actually not dissecting like analysis paralysis. I've seen that, like how you've done it. You've taken a bold step. I've taken a bold step. So I quit my job in the year 2018, and I was just making 3 lakh a month. I quit it, and I took a lot of risk at that time, which, you know, I don't know. It just came instant. You're right. It just comes. Like, you know, I must do it. I don't have to ask, should I do it? Should I not do it? And here we are. And like, you know, it's not about, of course, you know, driving a Ferrari or become a millionaire. It's about doing what you love. And are you able to, you know, look yourself in the eye and just smile? that, man, look at what an amazing life I'm living, irrespective of how much money you're making. But of course, I had my dark phases, you know, momentarily, some challenges, the downfall. I have my own mechanism to go from the swamp, you know, dark despair of swamp, challenges where you don't feel like talking to anybody, leave me alone. From there, I have a mechanism that I can, you know, bounce back. Do you remember any incident where you felt very bad, low, and, you know, that phase lasted for some time? And then how did you come out of that?
It's not really happened. Maybe in that sense, you can say, I'm quite hard on myself. I'm giving advice here not to be hard on yourself. But I myself, I'm pretty hard on myself. And I don't allow any kind of self-pity to seep in from any side. And I constantly drive myself towards what is in my control and work on that. At the same time, Bhagavad Gita, I was telling you, I was reading about, and one very important thing I want to share with all of y'all very quickly is that there are two kinds of personalities, largely, is what the Gita says. And there are some guys who are meant to go out there and make things happen. There are some guys who are meant to sit back, stay there, and things will happen. Of course, they are, in both the cases, they are working on themselves, most importantly. And then some guys have to make things happen. For some guys, things happen. As long as you're working on it, you can't then not work on yourself at all. Work on your craft or whatever business that you're doing or whatever work that you're doing. You have to make sure you're doing it really well and it's right up there. And then things may happen to you, or if your personality is such where you are supposed to step out and make things happen, then do that. But people, or what I'm especially saying this to people who are my kind of people, which is who sit back and let want things to happen to them. And there's nothing wrong with that. As long as I'm not being lazy in prepping myself for that opportunity when it does come up. So because in today's world, everyone says that you have to go out there and, you know, talk to people, meet people, make things happen all the time. That's the advice you get largely, because these are those extrovertish people who always, you know, they voice their understanding and feeling of things, as opposed to my kind of people are generally introvertish kind of people who don't really want to say out there how they approach things. So it's for them. That it's okay. Your instinct says that as long as I'm working hard on what is on my plate right now, I am fine. I don't need to go out there and seek more work. It'll come to you. It'll come to you for sure. Yeah.
Interesting. So Paul's question is, what is your perspective on passionpreneur? Right? Can you just scroll up? And the common people pursuing it, right? Now, of course, you become very uncommon. But some point of time, you were a common person. But from a commoner, what is your perspective towards passionpreneur? Like somebody, you know, building the business around passion.
It has to be experienced. The day you get connected to a business, which suddenly brings in so much excitement to your life, which suddenly makes you so happy all the time. Even while you're working on it, even while the challenges are never ending, you will know that this, you are the passionpreneur now, heading towards the right direction with the business that you've chosen to do. And it will just come to you. It'll happen naturally. Be sure that you are not faking it for yourself. That is about being true to yourself. As true you will be to yourself, that much easier all the answers will be for you. If you're fooling yourself, it's going to be a little difficult. Eventually you will find the truth, but why make that journey longer than it needs to be? So be true to yourself to begin with, and then you'll find your passion. You will find the work that you need to do.
Right. Do you have like a soundboard that you typically share your ideas with, or maybe like a coach or a mentor or a guide that has probably shown you the path, or you're mostly like you make your own decision and you see how life unfolds?
I at this point of time I'm looking for a mentor actually, but otherwise I kind of my wife, she's my sounding board, so to say, and I always first share things which are which I'm about to do, whether it's related to the work that I'm doing right now, that is an actor, or you know, offsprings of it, all that I discussed with my wife Jen. She's my sounding board. Yeah,
that is beautiful. That is beautiful. If there's one piece of advice that you want to give to people who have ambitions, dreams, possibilities that they look for, but there's somewhere they're not able to muster the courage to go for it. Like now, after speaking with you, it gives me a feeling, I think we have, you know, last few minutes left, that, you know, it gives me a feeling that you have the natural instinct, you have that, you know, easygoing personality that let the life unfold, follow the passion, follow the path, and you're courageous. But there's some people who are not able to muster the courage when they want to do something bold. How, you know, should they look at life before making the leap of faith or making the bold or courageous move?
I'm saying don't make it at all. Don't bother. If it doesn't come to you naturally, don't bother. And you know, what are we looking at? There's that old whatever saying or a joke or whatever it was, that, you know, what is your plan? Say, I'm going to work really hard, this, that, make this kind of money, earn these kind of businesses, and then eventually, you know, retire at some island with a private beach for myself, and, you know, soak myself in the sun and enjoy the life. So what is your plan? And he says, I'm already doing that. I have gotten a job at a beach, and, you know, I'm enjoying the sun and soaking in the sand in the sea, and loving it. So why walk that whole path, journey, and eventually with all that money? Money is what it is, right? So that you can live that life, but you don't really need that much money to live that life. Just enough is good enough. All the time, it's not about, everyone doesn't have to be these super achievers. It's not important. And super achievers is exciting to a certain point. After that, wonderful, good for you. But eventually, it's about, like I said, the little moments in life with yourself, with your near and dear ones, that makes it all very special. So even the super achievers, after they do what they do, and which is their calling and which they must do, but afterwards, it all boils down to those little moments with that you share with your near ones. So yeah. If you're don't push yourself unnecessarily. If your instinct says that this is a big leap and you know, a big business or achievement is not something that you're meant to do or would want to do, then don't do it. It's not a big deal. Yeah.
In short, like
listen to your heart. Be true to yourself. Yeah.
Be true to yourself. Like if it's, you know, if you're able to. You know, because there's always a conflict, right? The heart says something, mind says something. So you're saying, listen to the heart. So as a person,
I'm like the heart kind of person. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, it works both ways, but yeah. Heart is.
So as a person, would you say you're an extrovert or introvert?
Introvert.
Okay. And for a lot sure. of people say, you know, introvert people, you know, they can't, you know, a lot of people have a lot of limiting beliefs. How many of you introvert, by the way? Put in chat box. If you believe you're an introvert, put in chat box. Vinod, Ashutosh, Ayush. Right, there's some popular saying or belief in many people's, I call it myth. Do you think that, you know, introverts are less capable than extrovert and they fall short? Or what is your perspective about introvert and extrovertness?
Not at all. No ways. They have their own strengths, both the personalities, and it's wonderful. And each one has to be, again, true to themselves and take things forward, may it be in the personal life or in the professional life.
Right. So, Sharma Joshi, what does Sharma Joshi do on this, on no work time, you know, not shooting movies or commercials? What do you prefer to do?
I'm a home bird, so mostly lying in front of the television, happy to have friends home, happy to go over to friends homes, watch movies, go out to the theaters to watch movies, watch plays. Nowadays in Mumbai especially, I don't know other parts of the country, I'm sure it's around, but there are many very small little setups in terms of platforms where different kinds of art forms are being put out there for you to go and enjoy. So from poetry, which one poetry show I'm going to this evening, I'm really looking forward to it.
Beautiful.
So many such things, musical shows, and in this really cute little setups, which are very intimate and very exciting and happy places to be in. So yeah, do that kind of stuff.
That's good. If I have to ask you one rapid question, theater or movie?
Theater.
All right.
Movie gives me the reach. So I'm very thankful to the movies. And also I've got some great roles in movies. But theater.
Got it. Driving a car or riding a bike?
Driving a car. I break out into pimples because the pollution in Mumbai is far too much. I love to ride bikes. And it's so polluted that I can't handle it. Otherwise, I'm a bike kind of a guy. I had a bike, my Yamaha RX100, which is now becoming the fad of late. A lot of Yamaha RX100s coming into the market. So all my college life was on a motorbike. And now the car it is. Yeah.
Beautiful. Any favorite movie or a character that you like, this is, I think, something that I love, either yours or somebody else?
Never. I just want to be surprised. I have no references. I don't want to be a reference point, and I don't have a reference point. I just want to be surprised. Yeah.
What is your favorite cuisine?
Chinese.
Wow, that's interesting. And specific, anything in Chinese?
Yeah. The chicken fried rice and Manchurian chicken and chili chicken and from the roadside preferably.
Wow, I my team will be really happy. one of my friend Mehul, he also happens to be Guju Bhai. He also came from Dubai, and they are just hunting the local street food in Mumbai, and they are also looking for Bhurji roadside, you know, Bhurji Pao.
Oh, yeah, that's the place to go to. Yeah.
good. I think this is a very beautiful moment for all of us. I actually want to thank you personally. On behalf of all the passionate community, we have 1,000 plus people here. I can see a lot of broad smiles on their faces. And one thing I will take away from this interview and is this short interaction is be happy, listen to your heart, follow your passion, go with the wind, don't take your life too seriously, don't ask questions that are too serious, and life will start unfolding for you. And of course, be spiritual. Be giving. Humility is the one word that completely describes and everybody can resonate with. I see a lot of comments in here. So I personally thank you for you coming here and spending time with us. Bahut maja aavi tamarthi vaat karine mane.
Thank you. Mane pan khub maja aavi. Tamaro khub abhar ane malshu phari pacha.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Give it up for Sherman Joshi.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Passionpreneur Podcast. I truly hope our conversations sparked some insights and enjoyment for you. Remember, I'm here every week to navigate the journey of building a passion-driven business with you. If you have enjoyed our show, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your support helps us reach more listeners. Until next time, this is Dev Gadvi signing off.